Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel's Security Cabinet recommended the ceasefire deal with Hamas that now just needs Israeli government ratification. That's expected. It would stop 15 months of fighting. 33 Israeli hostages would be released over a six-week period, says ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv.
The hostages will be released over a six-week period. They'll be transferred to the military and then taken to one of six designated hospitals with specifically designed private wings to undergo a series of medical evaluations and psychological assessments.
The Biden administration's announced changes to Medicare's list of drugs that will be negotiated directly with drug makers. The list now includes popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic. This means likely savings for taxpayers. Administration officials say they have no plans to enforce the TikTok ban when it takes effect Sunday. And President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor says they have a plan in place to keep the popular app from going dark. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Donald Trump will be back in the White House next week, and one item at the top of his agenda is a new set of tariffs. If implemented, they would probably lead to higher prices at the pump. Jimmy Kuska reports.
Donald Trump is promising tariffs on imported products from overseas as well as from our neighbors to the north and south once he takes office. How would a tariff on imported oil from Canada affect gas prices in the Midwest? Here's Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy.
Definitely the Midwest and Rockies. These are the two regions of the country that have long had stable access and pipelines that flow directly down from Canada. And that's why the Great Lakes and Rockies would be much more affected by this tariff potentially than anyone else.
DeHaan says that the increased cost of oil due to the tariffs and the added cost for refining it into fuel would be passed down to consumers here in the Midwest.
The status quo for decades could suddenly massively change overnight if Trump implements these massive tariffs. Having a tariff on Canadian oil, which is the primary oil we refine here in the Great Lakes, that would have a catastrophic impact on the type of oil that refineries here in our region are paying, and that's why it would be passed down to us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And the lights at Olin Park are now all packed up. Donations actually dropped this year for the Fantasy and Lights for the first time in a few years. But attendance stayed steady. Before the pandemic, they would get 40 to 50,000 cars driving through. In the height of COVID-19 precautions, attendance shot up 70 or 80,000 cars. It was the perfect thing. You were staying in your car with your pod, and it's stayed there ever since. Organizers believe a higher cost of living contributed to lower donations this year. And speaking of the holidays, if you've still got your Christmas tree, next week is your last chance to have it picked up. Staff from the Madison Streets Division will be doing their last round of tree pickup next week. If you're within city limits, you can just put your tree out near the curb. They'll be out there grabbing them all week long. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jair Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jair be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now, and he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kirk. There were days he would go have radiation treatment and then come to the ballpark and broadcast the game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be warmer but windy today. Some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase this afternoon with a high right around 40 this afternoon. Tonight it gets colder with a low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 17. We're going to drop to 3 below Sunday with a high on Sunday afternoon right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll welcome in former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin.
We'll talk about all the big changes on State Street and take a look at his last few entries on X. Weird ones.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
It would be indecent that a president would dare take credit for something that was legislated by the Congress and that was enacted that way. And I'm assuming, did it cross your mind to put your name on the checks?
Only in that I kept being here from other people. The president sent me a check for $7,500. The president did it. Why aren't you helping me? Well, it was a bill we did. But anyway, it did cross my mind. But what the mistake we made was, I think I made, was not getting our allies to acknowledge that the Democrats did this. So, for example, building a new billion-dollar bridge over a river. We'll call it the Democratic Bridge, figuratively speaking.
Yeah, if only. I hate to say it. I know we're not supposed to. I'm not supposed to say people are stupid, because that would be close to a lead if I said people are stupid. Okay, but it's just, yeah, the fact that people go, oh, Donald Trump's name was under check, and he gave me this money. You know, it's like, that's the problem is, you know, if anything, Biden suffers from being too decent and too much of a public servant, where he just got done. That's what he did. He didn't think about, oh, should I put my name on the check? Because he knows it's not his money. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, stuff that he got through Congress to help the American people. But anyway, more of this interview was fantastic.
Talk about who put it together. Let people know that this was something the Democrats did, that it was done by the party. That's different than me writing a check and me signing a check and saying, I did it. I'm not a very good huckster. I mean, you know, that wasn't a stupid thing for him to do. It helped him a lot. And it undermined our ability to convince people that we were the ones that were getting this to them. And so, but I don't think, ironically, I almost spent too much time on the policy, not enough time on the politics.
And here he leaves, right, Monday. Best economy in, I don't know, ever, 50 years, something. Middle East peace, hopefully on the way out, that he's been working on for months. Which no one has ever achieved.
He's right.
I mean, we'll see.
He's right. He could have sent Pete Buttigieg to shows like ours to explain, here's what the Democrats did and for you, and this is why it's good for America.
Yeah. This is part of, you know, Victor Shee's piece. And, you know, he's right. Who else do we have? Michael Tomasky wrote something similar just about.
Brian Tyler Cohen has, too.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, just about disinformation and, you know, yada, yada. One more. Give me President.
I mean, you know, you have some senators in Congress, Democratic senators in Congress, saying, well, you know, Joe Biden did this, and this is done by so-and-so and so-and-so, and this is the new, you know, built by the Democratic Party kind of thing. Let people know who was responsible for this happening. But it just seems, I know it sounds so stupid to say it, almost bad taste.
Yeah, that's going to be such a concern of Trump's. Something's in bad taste. Yeah, this is our little baby tiny stem cell, Victor Shi. Wrote this piece, and it goes to the... I just said this yesterday, right, Chris? I'm like, are we just always going to be on defense? Well, how do we change this? And I thought he just... Because he's a baby.
He is a baby.
He's a little baby.
He has some good points. He said, the recent fires that ravaged L.A. were devastating, but the firestorm of misinformation and disinformation that followed has been equally destructive. These false narratives deepen division, erode trust, undermine recovery efforts for Angelenos who need help most at this time. Yeah, I think we're feeling it more keenly than ever right now because of this. He said, in today's age of information warfare, misinformation is not just a nuisance, it's a weapon. This should serve as a wake-up call for Democrats. If we're serious about countering the disinformation campaigns that undermine progress, we need to act with boldness, urgency, and resources. I mean, make no mistake, as I keep saying, this is to take Gavin Newsom out, because they see him as one of their biggest threats in terms of running for president, I think.
Newsom's been flawless throughout this whole thing.
Yeah. He said, after the Los Angeles fires, lies and half-truths about California's water policy, the state's emergency response spread at breakneck speed. Though many of these claims were eventually debunked, the damage is already done. People are left confused, angry, distrustful of those tasked with recovery. For too long, Democrats have underestimated the power of right-wing media and social networks in shaping public opinion. We can no longer simply react after a false claim has gained momentum. We must go on the offensive, dismantling disinformation with the urgency and precision that it deserves. That's just a lot of great points in here. Governor Newsom's team, he talked about creating he had to create a whole website to fight misinformation. He said that's a good start, but now rapid response teams should be built to expose falsehoods on more platforms like Instagram, TikTok. Breaking news
we'll
there. The Supreme Court has upheld a law that forces TikTok to divest its Chinese ownership to avert a nationwide ban set to take effect on Sunday.
Biden has said that he will not enforce this ban.
But
Monday at noon.
But everything changes on Monday.
I don't
think
Donald will support it either.
He's flip-flopped like 75 times. Yeah, I think
Donald
Jimmy Kimmel just played the...
Yeah, totally.
So who knows? Anyway, he says the real structural change Democrats need is creation and investment in a progressive media infrastructure. If only I'd mentioned that maybe ever.
A couple times.
Huh. Okay. Progressive voices remain fragmented, siloed, and underfunded. Hello, I said from my basement. That's why we must create a media ecosystem that not only counters misinformation but amplifies progressive values. And what do we always say, Chris? The main point is entertaining, funny, and all of these progressive voices that are on this show and others are funny and smart and entertaining. We're not talking about, you know, just, oh, we need talking point outlets.
Right. Theo Vaughn is entertaining to listen to.
What's that?
Theo Vaughn is entertaining to listen to.
I don't know
to.
Who that is.
Oh, he's like just below Joe Rogan in podcast downloads.
Don't know who he is.
So he's number and, three because Trump, the lady Trump, is number one now.
Trump, Kylie Kelsey.
Trump has appeared many times on Theo Vaughn's show.
Okay. Victor finishes. This means funding progressive journalism, supporting independent content creators, developing digital platforms where these voices can thrive. We need an army of digital organizers, influencers, journalists, and creators who can engage on platforms like YouTube, TikTok, and podcasts to challenge disinformation. We just got on YouTube with, you know, Political Voices Network, and I'm telling you, that's having a huge impact already. We're having, you know, the Senator Whitehouses call us and say, we saw your stuff, we want to come on. Like you just said, like, yes, they should be having Pete Buttigieg on shows like ours and others, right?
We would cancel guests.
Oh, please. So disloyal. We would toss any regulars out willy-nilly.
Seriously, if the White House called,
of course,
we would give them whatever time slot they wanted.
Of course. To challenge disinformation, these creators must be empowered and funded to spread the truth, counter lies, and connect with communities already inundated by falsehoods. And then he just closes by saying, misinformation is an existential threat to our democracy, and it's time we respond with the same level of aggression, resources, and urgency as we would to any other existential threat. The fires in Los Angeles may be settling for now, but the battle for truth, integrity, and democracy is just beginning. It's time for Democrats to rise to the challenge before it's too late. Again, if we didn't learn it in 2016 with all the Hillary lies, you know, amplified by Russia and then the even bigger wall of lies, right, that we just went through in 2024. And now, you know, the whole fire thing. What did I say? It's Firestorm Benghazi. That's what it is. They see it as a way to take Gavin Newsom out of the running. Yep. And it's Anyway, all right. Let's go down to Keith Boykin, who is also fantastic, talking about
Nancy Mace.
Yes, Nancy Mace. What number? 13. Sorry.
Last year, I was on this show, and Nancy Mace was sitting right here, and she refused to call Kamala Harris by her correct name. Then afterwards, she went on Twitter and called me a boy. And so now, this week, she's suddenly upset that Jasmine Crockett used the word child, which was not even a direct reference to her, in the conversation that they had in the House Oversight Committee. So I have two words for Nancy Mace, and it's not directed at you, Nancy. Child, please.
Go, Mr. Boykin.
Oh, was that still this week, challenging Jasmine Crockett to a fist fight?
Yes.
By the way, her nails, those are like, you know, Edward Scissorhands. I don't, she wouldn't last like 4 seconds with Jasmine Crockett.
No.
All right, so down to 14, here is, a oligarchy. Oligarchy has been bandied. Senator Sanders.
Biden, in his farewell address, warned against oligarchs and extreme wealth. I'm just wondering, have you seen any evidence of Biden doing anything about the oligarchy during his 4 years of presidency that he warns about?
Well, in fairness, he has been on domestic issues the most progressive president since FDR.
Thank you.
And we've created millions of jobs, rebuilding our infrastructure. He was the first president to take on the pharmaceutical industry and lower the cost of prescription drugs. No small things.
I am curious why he didn't say that after the election rather than the thing about Democrats have abandoned the working class.
I know.
When he knows that's not the case. Everybody, that's it. With the, what do you call it, post-analysis. That's it. Moving forward now.
Okay.
I know that he wanted to raise the minimum wage in terms of the American Relief Act that we passed during COVID. We cut childhood poverty by 40%, extended unemployment. We have put more money into sustainable energy and energy efficiency, combating climate change, than any president in history. So he has a strong record. But if your question is, and by the way, it is no small thing that the president of the United States said what is absolutely true. And Jake, we don't talk about this enough. And that is, when you got three people on top who own more wealth than the bottom half of American society, 170 million people, you know what? That's oligarchy.
You know, I'm not saying we need to march in lockstep or be a cult like, you know, Trump, like MAGA.
Right, right.
Yeah, but it's just, that would have been helpful, Bernie, during the election. He, you know, what's the word? Like, communicated all that better. But, you know, right after the election, everybody wants to point the finger somewhere else. And, you know, he's like, oh, the Democrats abandoned the working class. He just made the case why they absolutely didn't.
Nope.
And why President Biden absolutely didn't.
Yep.
But that's what we need to be doing during the election, you know? One last one.
Biden made this point, is we have just come through an election where you get one vote, I get one vote, but billionaires were able to spend many hundreds of millions of dollars to elect or defeat the candidates that they wanted. You add all of that up, massive concentration of ownership, massive income and wealth inequality, massive amounts of political power. You know what? You just can't go around saying, well, Russia and Putin, they're an oligarchy, but we're not. You know what? We are.
Yep.
We are.
By the way, that's one of my first problems is, you know, Joe Scarborough going off on trans people the day after the election. Oh, that's why we lost, trans people and wokeness. No, it's because they spent $100 billion demonizing trans people and lying and saying they're doing surgery on your kids in school without your, permission. I mean, it's not. Okay. So it wasn't trans people. It's lies about trans people that they used to fearmonger and divide us. Kevin, in Indiana, real quick. Hey, Kev.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Just wanted to wish Jody happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you.
Chris, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And to Stephanie, please be safe, be well,
thank you.
Travel well.
Aww.
And everyone, get vaccinated.
Yeah, I am.
Practice for the future.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Oh, God. Too many maggots, too. I'm gonna have to get that, you know, that Darth Vader mask out again to travel in. Whatever that.
Just wear a mask. You'll be fine.
Okay. All right. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Yeah.
Oh, does it work like magic? Can you look at the, like, they have the groomy zoomies, Bonnie and Clyde. Why? they had CBD for dogs. That's from right. CBD Distillery.
Yeah.
Because they're a little, you know, is your dog a little persnickety about the toenails being trimmed?
Oh, yeah.
They are not for pedicures.
No.
Generally
speaking.
Oh, that
thing that like grills them?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. It's not. Okay. I'm just saying, it works for peoples and for dogs.
That's
it's
right.
For a sleep, for stress, for it's for pain after physical activity. That's what I use my CBD relief stick for. It's not just sleep. Plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, focus, pain after physical activity, as I said. There's a lot of CBD out there. We trust CBD Distillery for their commitment to quality. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, other health concerns, or you're getting your nails trimmed, it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Could you turn that racket down? I'm trying to iron in here.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror, see plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, my new best friends. Made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Are you ready to make better sleep your New Year's resolution? Cozy Earth completely transformed my sleep. It has made all the difference. I used to toss and turn, but since switching to their bamboo sheet set, my sleep has been deeper, more refreshing. Cozy Earth sheets made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft, breathable. They get even softer with every wash. Good sleep is essential to my routine, giving me the energy to tackle my day, feel my best. Cozy Earth also prioritizes quality and care with a 100-night sleep trial. Try their sheets for up to 100 nights, and if you don't love them, return them for a full refund. You can't go wrong. And for cozy nights and relaxed mornings, their bamboo pajama set is another must-have. It's soft, breathable, and sleeps cooler than cotton, keeping you perfectly comfortable. A better year starts with better sleep. Wrap yourself in Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, mention you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Please and thank you.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Kevin in D.C. Oh, hello. As I draw nearer to you, my love.
It's a good morning, Alabaster Angel.
Hello.
Just have two quick things to say. One, looking forward to seeing you and the crew tomorrow. Only you can get me out of my still shell shock cell from the what happened in the election.
Oh, we're gonna all need each other. I tell you what. Oh, and Donna wants us to know everybody's meeting tonight at the Bethesdan. Is it in?
I think so. Yeah,
Bethesda.
That's what she said yesterday.
Right. Steph Heads. I won't be there because I'll be in the air. But yeah.
Okay. And the other thing is, the spirit of your show, I'm going to try to stay snappy way, but when you're mentioning about how overrun we are with disinformation, so now I hope, this is saying in a positive way, but I hope the, your director friend and the ex-star of ER, I'm blanking the names right now, but the ones who put so much energy into getting rid of Biden, I hope they will now put that same energy into getting a media for liberals so that we can combat it.
Yeah. You mean George Clooney. He's done a couple things since ER, but yes, I get...
Right.
just a few. My
that's what, like when I ran into Jessica Lange and said, I loved you and Francis. And
right. What's that? Oh, did she win an Oscar for Francis?
Yes,
she did.
Okay. Yes.
So there you go.
It's just what came to mind. I wasn't expecting to run into her. It wasn't like I prepped for an interview.
And you ran into her in the heyday of American Horror Story. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I don't watch
that.
Yeah, I don't watch that.
It was really good television.
I don't watch that.
It's really good.
Okay.
She was really good at it.
All right. Yeah, George, you owe us a little scratch, a little of that ER scratch for progressive infrastructure now. Let's go. Okay. Oh, God. Marjorie, God.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Since you're very interested in...
Hang on. Is it just their job to act like... Smacks,
yes.
Like to everybody, they're just unnecessarily
nasty. This was a hearing
nasty.
That had nothing to do with what she was asking, by the way.
Right, to Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley.
Since you're very interested in being DNC chair, you are, after all, a lifelong Democrat politician. I don't even know if you had a job in the real world.
He did.
But you have been an elected politician for years. Mr. O'Malley, you're also a Catholic, are you not? You're also a Catholic, are you not?
I am.
Do you serve God or do you serve the Democrat Party?
I serve God and
country is what
I feel like we're always going to see her next Tuesday. You know, meaning first full day of Trump's presidency.
Mr. O'Malley, will you be supporting the murder of the unborn up until the day of birth like your party does? As DNC chair, will you be supporting the murder of innocent unborn people? Is that in line with your faith in God and the Catholic Church?
I trust the judgment of women and doctors over the judgment of government.
Now, do you trust God's judgment? Do you trust God that he loves and has created every single human being? Do you support the murder of unborn children? Were you going to continue the birth control practice of murdering the unborn children as chair
Jesus.
Of the DNC?
Oh, yeah,
will that be a policy you'll be supporting?
Pro-choice, and I trust the judgment of women and their doctors over the judgments of government.
Thank you.
Speaking of civility, being a two-way street, oh, my God, right there, they have the audacity to act all huffy about, oh, I can't believe I had to endure this, Pete Hegseth. Oh, it's terrible. Really, when they're asking very legitimate questions about his employment and drinking and you know, adultery and openness to blackmail, very relevant questions, or you know, Pam Bondi being a election denier. I mean,
also with bad hair color.
It was bad.
Chris, let's fight against our shallow Hollywood
tendencies.
It was a little.
Yeah, they're saying Trump may be having to wait for the Senate to vote on his cabinet nominees because Senate Democrats are still seething over how Republicans treated Joe Biden's selections 4 years ago. Thank you. Only Marco Rubio is slated for a quick vote. They're wildly unqualified, and they're asking very relevant questions. They're not. That was just personal nastiness that you listened to with Marjorie Taylor Greene. 29 minutes after the hour, John Fugelsang next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. People everywhere are remembering Bob Uecker. There are growing memorials at American Family Field, tons of stories. This morning I saw one from Defector and the headline was just, Bob Uecker was just the best. Of course, there are lots of Miller Lights being enjoyed in his honor too. Now there are so many stories to choose from, I just want to highlight one of my favorites. Uecker was a big supporter of Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. He helped grant dozens of wishes for kids, and according to the organization, he donated hundreds of thousands of dollars in his lifetime. One man told a story to WISN. He was diagnosed with a brain tumor at age one. At six, Make-A-Wish reached out to him, and his wish was to call a game with Uecker, and he's kept the recording all these years later. His favorite part was when Uecker asked if he wanted a Miller Lite. Sounds about right. And it's free fishing weekend across Wisconsin. Today would be your warmest chance to go out. Tomorrow, it'll feel more like a regular winter day, but Sunday would be frigid. Here's Lisa Hale.
During free fishing weekend, anglers of all ages can wet a line in any Wisconsin waters open to fishing without a license, trout stamp, or salmon stamp. All other 2024-25 hook and line regulations, including bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions, remain in effect. While most trout streams are open during catch and release season on free fishing weekend, there are some trout streams, spring ponds, and lakes that are closed to fishing. Please review the trout regulations or check with your local biologist if you have questions about specific waters. For trout streams that are open, only artificial lures are allowed, and anglers must release all trout caught. If you plan to keep fish, review DNR's safe eating guidelines to stay informed of potential consumption advisories impacting some water bodies throughout the state.
That's Lisa Hale, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be warmer but windy today. Some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase this afternoon with a high right around 40 this afternoon. Tonight it gets colder with a low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 17. We're going to drop to 3 below Sunday with a high on Sunday afternoon right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the New People. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media radio network.
Do you want Donald Trump, once he takes office, to visit California? Do you think that he will spearhead enough relief to the state that needs it?
Absolutely. I'm joined with the governor, the mayor, a whole lot of officials inviting him to come see firsthand, not just the impacted areas, but to meet with the families that have been impacted, just as he did when he was president in his first term when we had wildfires in the north. And let's not condition federal aid. Let's not play politics with the disaster that Californians deserve, just as we supported other regions of the country in their time of crisis.
Yeah, I remember that when he told us to rake the forest. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was comforting. Okay. I need my personal comedy, Jesus.
It's Hugo Sang. With John Hugo Sang.
Hi, John. Hi. This is my fire and ice week. I'm going from fire into the ice of Washington, D.C.
I was going to say, yeah, hello, burning people from the frozen people. It's great to see you. And happy 80th anniversary of Hitler going down into his bunker and never coming out to all who celebrate, everybody. This is the day.
It's true. From the wildfires to the polar vortex. Ignore that climate change. Nothing's happening. Nothing's happening.
No. Listen, 97% of the world's scientific consensus is just a woke plot. When are we realize this?
Okay.
They're all agreeing on climate change just so we will create millions of new green jobs and stop polluting the earth for nothing. For nothing.
You retweeted, actually yourself. You said this. Let's do guess the quote. You said this.
What did I say?
Imagine voting for Trump because you believed he'd cut government spending, then watching him try to get the debt ceiling raised before he even takes office, and still not realizing how colossally you've been played.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we're about to play my favorite game show again. What's it going to take? Where we test our right-wing people to see how many broken promises it takes before they realize they picked the wrong guy. And, it was a long game last time.
We just were talking, by the way, to your point on Blue Sky, John, that we didn't lose on trans issues. We lost on lies. Millions of dollars spent on lies about trans people.
And we also lost on the truth. We lost on corporate mainstream media not promoting the truth, but promoting lies even more. I heard more in the media about the Haitians. I heard more in the media about the delivery room doctors killing babies. I heard more in the media about these fictional gender reassignment surgeries in the public schools while the kids are off and the parents don't know what's happening. I heard more about the lies than I heard that America recovered better from inflation than all of our capitalist allies around the globe. The lack of truth, as much as the lies.
Uh-oh. We're having that thing again. Oh, dear. Hang on, John. You're cutting out. Damn. You don't want to lose a pearl from, you know what? It's not like a normal pearl from John Fugel saying it's the best pearls.
Yeah.
Hi, John.
Uh-oh. No, can't hear him.
No. What has happened? Okay, hang on. We're plugging you, unplugging and plugging you again.
All right.
Let's try that. Go ahead. This makes baby Jesus cry.
There he is.
Yes, all right. Here we go.
No, that's not.
That's it. Here we go. Let's try that.
Try it. I can feel an angel's getting its wings ripped off and baby Jesus crying when my personal comedy Jesus cannot.
Fun.
All right, should we break and come back with John Fugel?
Let's do that.
Okay. All right. Because you know what? It's not stressful enough out here. Okay. Anyway, and I love travel days. Not stressful at all. For 37 minutes after the hour, we'll try to fix this and get John.
Oh, there he is.
I'm right here. Hi. Is this better? Yeah.
Well, you're frozen, but I can hear you, so go ahead.
Okay, well, that's good radio. If you can't see me, that's even better for the radio.
Yeah. Is that what radio is? Yes,
well,
go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to apologize to the mainstream media for my comments about them, and I'd like my bandwidth back, so thank you very much.
That's true. That happened right when you were criticizing corporate media. You retweeted someone said fewer than 1 in 1,000 U.S. adolescents receive gender-affirming medications. And you said, it's almost like right-wing politicians with nothing to offer non-millionaires scapegoated a small minority to help obtain power. But when has that ever happened before in world history?
At least it's not just for undocumented immigrants anymore. But Kamala Harris never even talked about transgender issues once the entire time. This is the Joe Roganification of the American mind. I mean, And again, woke just means you don't like racism. So it's great hearing who doesn't mind racism. I mean, it's the same stuff we've always fought against. You know, and I'm not afraid of these people, Stephanie. I'm mm-hmm. not really scared of them. I think that we're going to have the same thing we had last time. They're still incompetent. Donald Trump didn't suddenly become intelligent. He didn't suddenly become a good guy. He's not smarter. And we're going to witness the same exact dumpster fire. The only question is going to be how long it'll take Trump supporters before they start caring. I guess because we can't afford eggs, but let's buy Greenland.
By the way, you said I want to congratulate the Village People for performing at Trump's inaugural and subsequently being booed at every LGBT event to come. Good luck with those MAGA bookings.
Oh, Randy broke my heart. You guys broke my heart. I mean, you guys have met the Village People, right? A gig's a gig, but still.
Sheesh.
Yeah. I'm glad Carrie Underwood will be there to perform her hit, Jesus Take the Finger. That's going to be nice.
Speaking of the inauguration, so, you know, obviously the reporting is Nancy Pelosi and Michelle Obama aren't coming. So, of course, the civility police on the right, who have been very civil, so very civil to us, are aghast.
Yes.
Karen Finney on CNN said, I don't think we can be too precious about this. I mean, considering Donald Trump didn't go 4 years ago after an insurrection where he tried to overturn the election. And then who's the right-wing douche? Scott Jennings, of course, rolled his mm-hmm. eyes. And she said, I know you're rolling your eyes, but it actually did happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was the president, and not only did he try to overthrow the government, he didn't go. Michelle Obama's never been an elected official. It's Nancy Pelosi. Someone tried to kill her and almost killed her husband, that sent by Donald Trump. You know, it is...
Hypocrisy is their food, Steffi. Hypocrisy is their oxygen. Yeah, I mean... Donald Trump ended the peaceful transfer of power. He launched a terrorist attack. We still can't call it the T word, but that's what it was. I have such undying respect for Michelle Obama mm-hmm. for leaving, for not showing up. The only people I have more respect for is you and me and Hal and Frangela for getting the hell out of D.C. one day early.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good feeling. And by the way, can we have a smaller inaugural crowd than last time? I think it's possible. This is going to be William Henry Harrison levels of cold on Monday. I hope it's really, I hope the Santa Ana winds go east and hit them hard, because there's two things Trump's afraid of. You know it, a strong woman and a strong wind. Can you imagine soft man baby in 20 degrees with a breeze? It's going to be it makes me feel so bad that I'm not going to watch it, because on Monday night on Sirius XM, we are live. And we are bringing you the best Martin Luther King Jr. holiday special with zero mentions of the inaugural on SiriusXM.
That's awesome. And
I will be
advertising
back.
It.
I will be back in this chair Monday morning for the counter inaugural programming. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I've told my listeners we are not mentioning it. We will take your calls about David Lynch and his greatest cinema on Monday for MLK Day. We are not going to cover the. If he signs executive orders later in the day, we'll talk about those. But I don't care about his pageant, and I don't need to play any clips of a speech written by Stephen Miller for decent people.
Oh, God. We stopped a while ago, because I think most of us have, like, PTSD, just that voice and the slapping Garfield anus lips.
Again. Very nice. Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Wilson, can I just say it's good to know that Donald Trump is totally cool with the rest of us flying a flag at full mast once he's dead. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad he conveyed that this week. You know, when Nixon was sworn in, Harry Truman had just died, and so Nixon kept the flags at half-mast over the White House for his inaugural, because that's the classy, sensitive, caring thing to do if you're respectful. Imagine being less classy than Nixon.
Yeah.
Imagine being more insecure.
This is the first time ever we haven't honored a former United States president for the 30 days, but of course because of man-baby,
Because of man-baby. So when he dies, I'm going to be selling extra-large masks. I want to announce it now. I'm going to have my own website. You can fly a flag higher than the law allows with these masks. You'll get very excited. He said it's okay.
So here's chapter one of our new Handmaid's Tale. An Ohio woman who was criminally charged after having a miscarriage in her home mm-hmm. has filed a federal lawsuit against the city of where she lives. I mean, future because it's going to be bad enough when we get there. But oh my God, John, it's just bad to worse. Trump apparently wants Vivek Ramaswamy to replace J.D. Vance in the Senate. This bag of rats is so big. I just don't know.
Listen, it's going to be hard, and there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be hurt by this, but we have to remember They are lethally incompetent, and most of them don't even care about their agenda. Most of them aren't even real fascists. They're just grifters looking to leech onto the Treasury. It's going to be hard. America's going to need honest, decent people. Do not let this make you crazy, folks. Stop and smell the train wreck. Remember what John Lennon said. The two things fascists can't handle are nonviolence and ridicule.
Thank you.
We're going to need a lot of humor. We're not going to resort to hate. And we're not going to be obsessed with it. We're going to tell the facts. We're going to make fun of the lies. And then we're going to move on to other stuff that happened in the day. Yeah. We are all going to be the hot chick at the bar ignoring the douchebags for the next 4 years.
No, I keep saying it, John, and it's why he's, you know, has a middle-of-the-night freak-out every other day about Jimmy Kimmel or Seth Meyers or whatever. You're right. The comedians, yeah. It's going to be up to us, because you're absolutely right.
Well,
that humor is not only our power, that, like, helps us, you know, keep us sane, but tells them we're not afraid of you, you know? Like, you're absolutely right. Ridicule is our best weapon, you know, both for our own, you know, sanity, but just... it is a way to fight back. And, you know, the Sexy Liberal Tour, that's where we, how this started. You know what I mean? Like woke or whatever you want to call that. We don't punch down, you know, and we've been doing this.
No.
We've been selling out theaters across the country. How many years now? How many years have we been doing
11
this?
Billion.
Tomorrow is our last show. We are,
15 or something.
Yes. Long time.
14 years this April.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes. 14 years this April. I mean, when we started this, Obama was running for re-election, and I'm so proud of what we've done. But again, look, he's lost the majority of voters 3 elections in a row, folks.
Yeah.
The majority of people who turned out to vote against the majority who turned out to vote voted against him in 2016, 2020, and 2024. That's a mandate, okay?
Yeah.
It's not going to go well for them because they're not competent. They're not going to deport 11 million people. They're not going to deport 1 million people. They're not going to deport 500,000. They're not going to cut a trillion from the budget.
Yeah.
None of this stuff they've talked about is actually going to happen. And all they can do is keep on Donald Trump vomiting out those tennis balls for the media to chase down every single one to cover the fact that they're not doing anything in their legislative agenda.
We are not a scared, small, oppressed minority.
No.
We are 75 million people, and they're going to hear us roar over the next, you know, 4 years. So, and tomorrow night, John Fugel sang, I mean, come on, for our last one, for our final extravaganza. Pay-per-view, $20 you can watch from home or join us at the Warner Theater. I mean, come on, this panel, Representative Jamie Raskin, Officer Harry Dunn, George Conway, Olivia Troy, Tara Settmeyer, JoJo from Jurors. I mean, come on.
It's going to be a party, and you guys got to be there. Every decent moral person in Washington, D.C., who can spell the word your properly will be at our show tomorrow night. And the rest of y'all can tune in. Go to meethook.live, M-E-E-T, hook.live, or sexyliberal.com.
Yep.
Listen, it's going to be the first great resistance party, even if there's no resistance. We're the opposition, whatever you want to call us.
Yep.
But we're still the majority. The majority still respects women's rights. The majority still thinks the rich should be taxed more. The majority still accepts climate science. You know, it sucks that turnout was low, but it doesn't mean we're going to put our morality away. And believe me, we're still in this blame game, circular firing squad. Within 2 weeks of his inaugural address, we're going to be on the same side again, and people are going to realize the ball's back in play. And God bless that woman in Missouri who's suing for their arresting her, because that's going to lead the way. You know, who would have thought Bill Barr wouldn't protect Donald Trump and Merrick Garland would? We can't rely on the DOJ. We got to rely on us. And it's people like Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss who bankrupted Rudy. It's individual citizens using the law to get redress of grievances that may wind up being what saves us. So
it's
appalling.
And by the way,
for a miscarriage, but God bless her for fighting back.
I'm with Jamie Raskin, who wrote to Merrick Garland and said, drop these charges, release the classified documents report. And also, you can do your patriotic and also immature duty by calling the Justice Department today and saying, is Dr. Leakey there? Dr. Leakey? Dr. Leakey? Leak the classified documents. I'm just saying, by any means necessary.
I mean,
if only
Joe Biden had special powers where he could do something if it was in the public interest. I mean, he could release it right now, or Merrick Garland can release it and Biden can pardon him.
Good.
But we deserve to know.
Yeah, you only got one more weekend with that fancy immunity, presidential immunity car. Take it out for a spin, Dark Brandon. Let's go.
Joe Biden's already done something this week that no one's been able to do. He got millions to Google the word oligarchy. Anything's possible.
Oh, God. I love you, John Fugelsang. I'll see you in your giant package tomorrow night.
It's going to be a riot.
All right. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo.
Credo!
This is how you make a difference, right? Mm-hmm. Right? I'm just saying, we are not as some oppressed minority. We are mighty.
Yes.
And you can be with companies that align with your values, like Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company. So you get a great, it's the largest, most reliable network. You get great deals on new phones, competitive plans. It's so easy. You bring your current phone, bring your current number, and bam, you're with a company that shares your values and has given millions, literally millions, to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever. So do it now. Go to CredoMobile.com. Is the winning done? No. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
It's Friday night. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get late. I'm gonna be late on Monday.
It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror, see plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, my new best friends. Made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping, and you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's
amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with
the giant windows that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love
Sugar River Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
What? Yeah, we're gonna be shaking up DC tomorrow night, bitches. Yep. I tell you what, sexy liberal in town.
Just get there a little early. Give yourself a little extra time
for the parking situation.
Yes,
yes, around the Warner Theater.
Because there's some extra added security measures being put in place in Washington DC.
Rightfully so.
Yes, and we have a stellar lineup. If you haven't heard, Jamie Raskin, Officer Harry Dunn, George Conway, Olivia Troy, Tara Suttmeyer, JoJo from Jurors. I mean, it is going to be a party. We're in the beginning of Resistance 2.0. So join us. Pay-per-view.
Yeah.
SexyLiberal.com, $20. You heard us right. Unbelievable. Okay. Well, when John Bolton is a scared, crazy mustache John Bolton.
It's very typical of Trump to open his mouth without knowing what he's talking about. And I bear no ill will to the people who once worked for me, who have already been announced for jobs in the Trump administration. I'm not going to name them and get them into trouble, or the many others that I'm aware of are still trying to get jobs in the Trump administration. So I think that list he's put out there is a pretty good company to be in, and I can't wait for the intrepid journalists at CNN and elsewhere to reveal all the names of these people who have worked for people on the blacklist.
Mm-hmm. Oy. Yeah, one more, John Bolton.
The incoming president's team and their supporters are just in the rapture. Everything's fine. Everything's going to be okay. All things will happen. Everything will be a victory. And for those who say that Trump is reformed, that he's grown, that he's going to be a normal president, this is the kind of thing, like the Mar-a-Lago press conference last week, that demonstrates he hasn't changed at all. It's going to be 4 years. Just like the last 4 years.
Yeah, well, to John Fugelsang's point about their, it's all we can pray for is their incompetence and their bag of rats, because the bag of rats story from today, Mike Johnson and what's his name, Senator Thune remain at loggerheads as Trump prepares to take the oath of office, risking delays in enacting Trump's agenda, hinting at potential trouble in what's quickly shaping up to be one of the most important relationships in Washington. As you recall, Thune was not Trump's pick.
That's right.
So that's going to be a big fight, big bag of rats. Let's go to Mary in Aspen is on her way to D.C.
Hooray!
Hi, Mayor.
That's a long drive.
It's a trip, yeah.
Hi. So I'm calling. I'm sorry if the sound isn't good because I'm on the road on my way to D.C. for the People's March, and then I'm going to go to some show to save the world tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
It says it right on my shirt that we're saving the world.
My brother got COVID, and he's not going, so I have two tickets, and I bought them in May, and they're good seats, and I didn't want them to go to waste, so I was wondering if there's any way to gift those to somebody.
We don't have a way to do that.
We don't have a mechanism. Are you online? Are you on socials, Mayor?
Oh, no.
That's the only way I can think of is to
stand out front in the theater.
Stand up front of the theater. I wish we could help, Mayor. Yeah. But KI Resists is Karen. She's connected to a lot of. If you could get on social media, find Karen in Chicago. She's connected to a lot of Steph heads and Sue in Rockville. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can help, honey. But I can't wait to see you.
Yeah.
Squee.
Yay.
And fly safe. Fly safe.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, honey. All right. Thank you. Oh, my God.
That's hard.
We don't know how to do that. All right. 58 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela next.
A Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We have a very big, important meeting. So coming up on the show, a specially curated edition of Matinair on Air. We'll be back with you live on Monday. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Equability offers custom-tailored clothing for those with dexterity or mobility challenges. Plus, first-time shoppers get 10% off. Use code CIVIC10 at checkout. Visit equability.co, equability.co, to make your clothes easier to wear today.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court has upheld the law that bans TikTok in the United States if it's not sold by its Chinese parent company. That ban set to take effect Sunday. ABC's Devin Dwyer in Washington has more on the court's decision.
The justices explain at length how a law like this one meets a significant government interest of protecting the United States' national security for a number of concerns over Chinese collection of Americans' data and also their use, alleged use of the platform to spread propaganda in the United States.
President-elect Donald Trump says TikTok was one subject he discussed in a phone call with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, along with trade and fentanyl. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas just needs Israeli government ratification. It would see 15 months of fighting stop and 33 hostages released. Calmer weather in Southern California helping firefighters. Searches also continue for human remains. 18 people are still missing. This is ABC News.